Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and it's designed for you. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in and let you use it to your advantage, and I encourage you to do that. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there. Joan Pride is our guest. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. Joan, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Jim. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
You're pretty excited about it, aren't you?
As always, thrilled.
Okay, Joan, here's the lead sentence in the Kiplinger letter this week. Can anything trip up this expansion? I should say the lead question. Can anything trip up this expansion? So what's the answer, Joan?
Well, we say there's, and only, you know, Kiplinger could say something like this, there's no obvious Achilles heel.
Even this, the Democrat control Congress is not a tip-off to you guys at all.
Now, that wasn't one of the problems on the list. We talk about the housing slump, which you and I have, you know, argued as to whether that one really exists.
No. I didn't say there wasn't a housing slump. I said there wasn't a housing bubble.
Bubble, okay.
Okay, two different things.
Run-ups in energy prices and also, you know, the rising interest rates, too.
Right. But even with all that, even though the housing slump is probably settling down and interest rates are not running up that much and petroleum prices are down now, right?
A little bit, yeah.
So that's kind of good news.
Petroleum prices are down, but prices at the pump don't seem to have come down.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
It's starting to get on my nerves, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think there are some things that could trip up the economy, Joan.
Yes.
Minimum wage is about to be enacted.
Very good segue, Jim.
And
very
exactly.
Impressed.
I'm the king
like
of segue. Minimum
that.
Wage is about to be enacted. I think that could hurt the economy. The Democrats want to raise taxes. They walked in the door as in the leadership talking about raising taxes.
Oh, so that's where Mr. Bush gets it from. You know, he wants to raise taxes too.
Well, and I'm mad at him about that if he decides to do that. I think he may talk about it. He'll never do that. And the Democrats want to get involved in CEO pay. Aren't you upset about that, Joan?
Because
you don't want them messing with your pay, Joan.
Or my private jets or any of my other perks. Or
exactly.
My golden parachute or my stock options. Sure.
That could hurt. See, if they start getting involved and try to control payroll, CEO payroll. Also, protectionism, Joan. There's a lot of protectionism talk in Congress.
I don't know, Jim. I think you're nipping around the edges. I think you're going to have to come up with something bigger to derail this economy.
Yeah. And the other thing is this employee choice bill, this union bill that they're trying to pass. I mean, those are all things that I think could hurt the economy. So you asked the question, can anything trip up the expansion? Yes, I think there are some things.
Okay, well, we say no, and that's the end of the show. Goodbye.
So you say that, but you guys are still excited and bullish about the consumer.
Well, we even say growth may get pretty steamy because of that marathon consumer that just keeps on buying.
Now, I want to point something out here, Joan. Mm-hmm. Back at the end of 2006.
And it's not just me.
Although you have your own indicator, they have the Joan Pride indicator up there at the Department
right.
of Commerce.
That's right.
Joan, at the end of 2006, I think Kiplinger was saying something like that you thought growth was going to be around 2.4, 2.5, right? Wasn't it? You remember that?
Well, and I hate to scoop myself here, but we are going to be talking about a new GDP forecast that from us that looks a little rosier.
Uh-huh. And what's that going to be, Joan?
Near 3% for the year.
And who told you in December that the growth in 2007 was going to be 3%?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
give me
you
a
do.
Minute.
Oh,
and I'll
yes,
come
you
up
remember
with
it was. It was
okay.
Me.
Oh, you.
I, Jim Blasingame, told you guys that you were wrong about 2.4, 2.5%.
Well, you got one right.
And so you guys have lurched uncontrollably back to my position.
Optimism.
Exactly. what are some other things, Joan? Business spending. How about that? What's looking like?
Well, we're saying it's going to perk up, and, you know, it's not going to go crazy, but you'll see it going up pretty steadily. And also information technology spending, which I guess we're attributing a lot to the Windows new operating system coming out.
The Vista. Not only Windows, but a lot of other stuff. There's a lot of exciting technology going on right now, Joan.
Right.
Isn't there?
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, Joan, I really think that, when you talk about consumers are going to give the economy legs and the government business spending is going to perk up. What we have to realize, I think, Joan, and this is something that the media misses. They may not miss it, but there's nothing controversial about this. I mean, some of the stuff I'm talking about right now, Joan, is like the same thing to the news media, is like the same thing as 10,000 planes landing safely. You know, ho-hum. You know, who wants to hear about that? Well, here's the thing. The economy is in a good place right now. And so any kind of little improvement is a big deal. We don't need 4.5% growth a year. We need it to be around 3%. And anytime we can talk about this, it's a good thing. It's in reality a good thing. Now, it doesn't make for good 24/7 news.
Right.
There's no controversy. And so they got to go find some controversy to get you to listen, because otherwise it's not breaking news, Joan. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so they got to find that. So, folks, be careful when you're watching some of the TV shows and when you're reading some of the papers. And now, the Kiplinger letter is not like this, Joan. I congratulate you guys on this.
Well, thank you.
Well, you don't look for the controversy. You state the truth.
Well, and that's, I don't think our readers would come back to us if we didn't.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. You're a voice of reason.
Thank you.
All right. So what else?
Try to be.
What else? There's some industries out there that are doing pretty well, aren't they?
Definitely. We're saying that healthcare is going to lead in the service sector. And this is interesting. It generates 80% of GDP and jobs. So that's the service sector, not healthcare.
Right.
The service sector.
Yeah. If you think we aren't in a service economy, right, Joan?
Oh, no question.
80%. Say that again. 80% of what now?
Well, the service sector generates 80% of both the GDP and the jobs that are created.
Hmm. And most of that is from small business. Over half of that,
I would think so, sure.
Is from small business.
Sure.
No, that's the statistic. Construction, what's construction doing, Joan? Is it going to lag?
Well, yeah, it's not doing as well, and with housing starts falling. And also businesses are limiting their spending on buildings and other things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to be the
But, Joan, that's actually an evolutionary thing. The more we use technology and the more we work virtually, we don't have to have these big buildings as much as we used to need.
Right.
Stand by. Quick break. Joan Pride and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe she's in need of a kiss.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. Little vintage Foreigner for you there.
Good choice.
Yeah, you like Foreigner, don't you?
Love Foreigner.
Welcome back. That's the voice of Joan Pride over there on the other side. I'm Jim Blassingame, and Joan is our guest. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. And I encourage you to go to their website, folks, kiplinger.com. And, of course, their outstanding publications. I encourage you to check it out. Check those out, especially the Kiplinger Letter. And also, they've got a lot of other things. They got a magazine, and they got three biweekly letters. And Joan, they can subscribe at the website, but also they can use the phone number too, can't they?
That's right. Our toll-free number is 800-544-0155.
And I encourage you to go there, folks. And don't forget the Blassingame 30-day free trial. That's the
you
one
bet.
I worked so hard to get you. Joan, let's move over and talk about now that we've determined that I was right all along and never wavered in my belief that the U.S. economy was strong, and Kiplinger wavered just a little bit. Now that we've gotten that squared away, let's move over.
Okay, let's move on.
Page 2, small business. You guys had a nice report here on small business. What's the news?
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. We're saying that more Americans.
Joan. If it's small business, it's very interesting.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Ooh. Okay, go ahead.
This fascinating story about how more Americans are going to open new businesses.
Mm-hmm.
The number of startups will grow about 6% in 2007 and also 2008.
Music
so that's got
to
be good
ears.
For the economy.
Music to my ears.
Yeah.
Now what we got to do, though, Joan, is we've got to make sure that all those small business owners who are starting new businesses, all those young budding entrepreneurs, what we got to do, you and me, is we got to make sure that they have the management, the small business, the business fundamentals that they need.
Right.
Because Joan, the bad news is that according to the U.S. SBA, the statistics show that 50% of businesses are now failing in 4 years. Within 4 years, not five like it used to be.
Yeah, there seems to be a tipping point where if you can make it a certain number of years, then you're here to stay for quite a while. But
yeah,
those first few years are crucial.
But there are some reasons why people are starting businesses, Joan. Tell us about some of those.
Oh, gosh. Well,
of course,
first
their economy.
Of all, strong economy.
Yeah.
And also, this is interesting, more outsourcing by big firms.
How long? Who told you that first, Joan?
You know, again, the name escapes me. But
yeah,
I'll
I don't
work
think
on
so.
That.
How yeah. many? Seriously, how many years have I been saying
that's right,
outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business?
And it's great. You can have a niche business providing a certain kind of service or product, and usually services. And you can, and you don't necessarily have to depend on one client, because you figure if this client needs the service, a lot of others will too.
Absolutely, this is absolutely the truth. And this is one of the reasons, Joan, the information that you just gave us and that is printed on page two here is the exact example of I use when I say that Lou Dobbs is dangerous.
Right.
Because he talks about outsourcing is horrible. It's killing America. Well, Lou Jobs is dangerous. He's wrong. He is just wrong, because outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business. And baby boomers get that too, don't they, Joan?
Well, and that's the thing. We're saying baby boomers are leading the charge for new businesses, that they want a little more freedom in their lives and be their own boss and get out from under the employer and try something on their own.
Well, and a lot of them, Joan, are your age, meaning that they they're young. They're extremely young.
Oh, that's better.
And they decide to, you know, cut loose from their business and they go off on their own.
That's right.
Some of them are older like me, and they take their retirement. They take their 401ks and they say, you know what? I don't have to work, but I want to work. I want to do something on my own. And they're starting their businesses with the cushion of a retirement plan behind them.
Right. And speaking of cushions, you don't have cushiony employers like you used to in the old days with so many benefits. So there are fewer, I guess, golden handcuffs keeping people tied to companies.
Right.
Nowadays.
Right. Well, this is all good news, Joan, and except for one little piece of information you have here at the bottom of this section about what the IRS is up to.
Well, you know, the IRS keeps talking about a tax gap, that people aren't paying enough taxes, and for some reason they are zeroing in as much as they can on self-employed people, the folks who file Schedule C on their return. And that's because these folks don't have the paper trail that you folks like I do with as an employee with a W-2 and 1099s and things like that.
Right, absolutely. And let me say this, the IRS is correct in their belief that they're losing a lot of money, because there are a lot of independent contractors out there who are skating, who are dodging, who are not filing, and there is a collection problem for the IRS. I admit that.
But it also means that a lot of law-abiding small business owners will end up probably having to be audited, just because the IRS, you know, doesn't know exactly who's breaking law out there and who isn't.
They very well may. That's exactly right.
Got to keep those records in good order.
And make sure that when you hire someone who's not an employee, that you are aware of their business situation. Are you the only person that they're an independent contractor for? If you're the only person, you could be subject to having to pay their payroll taxes.
Right. Well, there's certain rules that say how to classify a worker as an employee or an independent contractor. And we're happy to go over that with your listeners if they need help with that. But it's
absolutely
very important. And the bottom line is, ask yourself, how much control do I have over this worker?
That's exactly right. There are about 20 rules like that, folks.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can find those. I think Kiplinger may have it. I have them on my website as well. Hey, Joan, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you very much,
we'll
Jim.
We'll see you next time. Right back with Senator Mike Enzi from Wyoming. He's got some good small business stuff for us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.